could take smoking from you in jail. And you hear your voice come rock as you talk on what you need to do to say. Well, down your pants, don't you fear, I will bring you good cheer. Life's a lost song. Life's a lost song. Life's a lost song. Yeah. If you wait in your plane, I will fill it. At the first is a bolt, and your soul suffers a long day. And the 12 o'clock man spans the room. I struggle on your way. But on your side, don't you cry. Lay the dust from your eyeball. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. Life's a long song. We will meet in the sweet light of dawn. As the Pegasus speed train spills your pain all over your new dress. And the symphony sounds on the grounds where you and the pew rest. Put on your swing as a king rides here under the wheels. Life's a lost song. Life's a lost song. Thanks very much indeed. Good to see you. Thanks for coming along. Hello! That was a song called Life is a Long Song from back in 1971. My waking up in the morning song. One of my favourite hobbies, waking up in the morning. I try to do it as often as possible, especially at my age. This is a good time to introduce the members of the band. First of all, on the four-string bass guitar from the southwest of England, from Bristol, David Goodyear on four-string bass. David used to play the six-string bass, but times are hard. On keyboards and accordion, also from the southwest of England and Bristol, it's John O'Hara. And on drums and percussion, from, you guessed it, Bristol in the southwest of England, it's Scott Hammond. Scott Hammond. And also from the southwest, but not of England, southwestern Europe, from a little village called Rosenheim near München in Bavaria, the German of the band, it's Florian O'Parley. Here's a tune which is one of the lesser known songs from the Aqualung album back in 71. This is one that has some strange, rather surreal lyrics that I still haven't really got my head around after all these years. It's called Up to Me. Sad because I'm going to use it as a dedication to someone who died last night, my brother's lifelong partner, some 50 years, passed away last night. His name was Jim Hasty. He was a choreographer and dancer, and he lived with my brother for a long, long time, and he was an uncle to my children. This is for Jim Hasty, who died last night. It's a little song called Mercy.
Tiptoes in silence round my head. And quiet stir wake up lasting smile. She still seems happy, but for a while. Oh, Nurse City, I'm glad you're here. The prize away my pain.
Late 80s and through the early 90s, Jethro Tull had a bass player who did double duty playing in the Tull band, but also in the venerated and traditional folk band, the folk original folk rock band of the UK, whose name was and is Fairport Convention. And David Pegg, for that is the bass player's name, was, like the other members of the Fairport band, rather fond of a drink or seven. In fact, a little overly fond, some might say. He got a little too refreshed on occasion. At least a couple of times I remember, paramedics had to come in attendance backstage to revive poor Dave from an early demise and turn him from an unhealthy shade of blue into a whiter shade of not-so-gracious pale. But he survived to tell the tale. These days, Dave is a reformed character, I'm happy to report. And, yeah, he's pretty much got it under control. These days, he's just your average drunk. Now, this is for Dave, David Pegg. It's a stern and warning song that I used to play, in fact, when he was still in the band. It's called In the Grip of Stronger Stuff.
Thank you.
Back in the UK, indeed throughout Europe, we have some more maybe than our fair share of rules and regulations that govern all sorts of things, including agriculture. We have a strange policy in the UK known as set-aside, which dictates that we farmers are obliged to grow in our fields nothing at all. We get paid to grow nothing. Whilst elsewhere in the world, millions are starving. In my country, we're not even 50% self-sufficient in food production. And yet we get paid by the government to do fuck all. To grow thin. It's weird, isn't it? Is it like that in Germany, Florida? Same kind of deal. Empty farmhouses, barren fields, nothing going on. Very sad. This is a mercifully short song, since it's on such a depressing topic. It's called Set Aside, and Florian's going to play it really nicely.
Our planet was popping, the watchmen and the forest, frazzled old silhouetted in her ivy dress. Winter's unkempties, the poster within hedges, roses long shadow north to the emptiness. Farmhouse and tatters, shattered and battered, even more lovers come from there these last few years. Spider web windows on set aside heroes, and they've lost an old landscape of tears. Even more lovers don't go there these last few years. Spiderweb windows on set-aside heroes, standing lost in a landscape of tears.
A few months back, I was on tour somewhere, I think in Europe, somewhere in the darkest Europe, and I got a phone call from my wife to say, while I was away, someone had come to live at our house, taken up residence there in my absence. Now, it wasn't the milkman or the postman or even the insurance salesman. It was, in fact, a little rabbity guy, a little baby hare, who tunneled in under the fence of our garden and came to live there, obviously thinking it to be some safe refuge. So I looked forward to meeting the little fellow when I got home, and in the meantime wrote a song about the new visitor. Unfortunately, when I got back, I discovered that our Patterdale Terrier had met him first and eaten the little rabbit eagle. So all we have left to remember him by is this song. Plus one back leg, the ear, and part of the tail. This is called Hair in the Wine Cup, and it features John O'Hara playing the accordion, and also the instrument from hell, the Middle Eastern percussion instrument called the darbuka. Doesn't it sound threatening? Either that or it's some nasty boil that grows on your bum. I don't know, darling. I've got a darbuka. Yeah, I've got a darbuka from that long haul flight. Yeah. Over there on the much more American instrument, the bongos, we have Scott Hammond doing a dueling percussion thing with John. Moderated and kept in perfect time by the metronomic precision of David Goodyear's tambourine with the hole in the middle. Hair in the wine cup. They live a wildered and very brown innocence, tunneled and slithered.
gathering under the fence. And then the pair of white cloud. Let's hope the man had a little terrier sleeping. Too fat, too lazy to go for the killing. This hair without spectacles doesn't do dinner. Candlelit prospect for saint or for sinner. There's a pair of white cloud.
Back on the Aqualung album, there was a rather pretty little song that was recorded just using an acoustic guitar, singing a little bit, and with a string quartet in the background. Perfectly nice little tune called Wondering Aloud. And a few months later, I decided to write a sequel to that song, a kind of a reprise, but with much darker and foreboding lyrics. And it touched upon issues like climate change and overpopulation and global economics and depressing shit like that that we read about in the papers and have come to fear. Not that I'm the Nostradamus of rock and roll, but it does seem perilously close sometimes. This is a tune that I think exhibits quite clearly that, you know, I should apologise for it, but I won't. I'm frankly just a miserable bastard. I mean, not as miserable as Roger Waters, but nearly. Oh, one thing again, and we'll become a little more familiar in the latter part of the tune. Okay.
Oh, one, two, three, one.
There's a stillness hard on a bed late on living the sea. And the motor car magical world wants it seems to be. When the Eve bit an apple returned to destroy the tree. Incestuous ancestry scarab and ride, spawning humiliates throws the world on its side. Supporting their far-flung illusion, the national curse. And those with no standard trees, please get off the bars. The century struggle, the excrement climbed the caves. And the brainwashing government lackeys whatever's the same. It's under control and we'll soon be on our way. To a grand year for babies and crisp panel games of the hot hungry millions, you'll be sure to remain. The national resources are dwindling and no one grows old. And those with no homes to go to, please dig themselves holes. We wandered through quiet lands, felt the first breath of snow. Searched for the last pigeon, slate gray, I've been told. Stumbled on a daffodil, when she crashed in the rush, heard it sigh, and left it to die. At once felt remorse and were touched by the loss of our own. Held its poor broken head in her hands, dropped some tears in the snow. And it's only the taking that makes you better than what you are. What can I land? Will the sun and baby born? To share in our infancy, in the child's coffee warm. In the aging seclusion of this earth, that our birth did surprise, will open his eyes. Thank you very much indeed. Back in the 80s, it can't have escaped the attention of any of us that things kind of changed out there in the world of music and entertainment. And a whole generation of young pubescent males fantasized in front of the MTV screen about being a rock and roll guitar hero, a rock god with manes of flowing hair and tightly spandexed trousers and... I have to turn the other way, I'm getting stiffy now. And young foreigner Pardy was one such pubescent young male as he dreamed of life on the tour bus as an axe-wielding rock god. And in fact, it's just kind of come true, hasn't it, really, Florian? You are indeed on the tour bus. Rock and roll. Unfortunately, I did promise him the babes, and he has had a moderate amount of success, but usually with people with an average age of which is somewhere between late 50s and early 60s. It's a demographic reality. At this point, usually in the evening, we get a round of rather enthusiastic female voices from the back, but tonight, fuck all, Florian, there's no chance. Back on the tour bus, alone. This is a piece of music which Florian will play. In fact, his parents were rather concerned that they didn't want to see him go astray as a rock god, so they made him take up classical guitar and flamenco. And indeed, something of a child prodigy at the age of 8, Florian wrote this beautiful piece of music called Andantino, which he's going to play now, and we'll be joining him in halfway through. Florian O'Parley with Andantino. Thank you. Thanks so much indeed. Now then, some of you, like me, may have a daughter at home, or even two. And I guess as fathers growing up, we sometimes get a little concerned how things are going to turn out for them as they make their way through teenage and into later life, and hope they don't fall prey to any of the pitfalls that life has to offer. That's how I feel about it, and happily my daughter seems to have turned out okay, or had done until recently when she married a good-for-nothing thespian a couple of years back. Yeah, she's married to this guy who's always away making TV films and movies and stuff. And she has bore him two children, two grandchildren that we have. And said thespian, who actually is a very, very nice chap in reality, is currently enjoying some success on the side of the Atlantic, and indeed in 120 other countries too around the world, where he's recently been seen killing vast numbers of zombies. Because his name is Andrew Lincoln. He plays Officer Rick Grimes in the AMC thriller killer zombie series, The Walking Dead. Which you might have been. He's looking enthusiastic there, yeah. And the wacky thing is, you know, I see him in his dressing gown making a cup of tea at 7 o'clock in the morning and feeding the babies. He doesn't look like Officer Rick Grimes, the zombie killer, at all. But we'll give him the benefit of the doubt. This is a song about a little girl whose life doesn't turn out so well. It's a piece of music called Adrift and Dumbfounded. You thought I'd forgotten it. You're fucking right, so I had for a minute. First thing. At the crossroad of New Street and Old Town, Sarah something from New Home on Sea, thinking back to the child that she once was, all bread and butter and jam for her tea. Intensity, too much stress and this. His expressions hand up as he's depleting. She was your golden girl, she took the rent with nowhere to go, no appointments to keep. She's our little girl, she's a drift and dumbfounded, head on heart pillow waiting for sleep. Thank you.
of society's selfish uncaring. Addle brains clutching at chemical soothing. Desperate measures desperately tearing. At last vestige of dignity curse for the losing. She will be her God.
Spectacles. Not that I need them. It's really just for theatrical effect. Oh, yes, the 80s, the 70s, the 60s, they were great years for music, and the 70s in particular kind of shone out in a funny kind of a way because many of us were struck down by that dreaded cultural and social disease known as prog rock. Yeah, bands like the early Genesis and King Crimson, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, yes. Noodled their way into oblivion with their anal, arrogant, bombastic and self-indulgent music. Somewhere in the middle of all of that was, whoops, Jethro Tull. And since 1973, we've never attempted to do this on stage. It would seem entirely inappropriate, as indeed it is tonight. And you'll understand in a few minutes just why we've never played it. But goodness me now, what is it, 37, 38 years? Tonight, I'm afraid, this is the story of the hare who lost his spectacles. No one was watching. Sitting on a fence one day, he was surprised when suddenly a kangaroo ran close by. Now, this may not seem strange, but when Owl overheard kangaroo whisper to no one in particular, "The hare has lost his spectacles," well, he began to wonder. Presently, the moon appeared from behind a cloud, and there, lying on the grass, was hare. In the stream that flowed by the grass, a newt. And sitting astride a twig of a bush, a bee. Ostensibly motionless, the hare was trembling with excitement. But without his spectacles, he appeared completely helpless. Where were his spectacles? Could someone have stolen them? Had he mislaid them? What was he to do? Wanted to help, and thinking he had the answer, began, "You probably ate them," thinking they were a carrot. "No," interrupted Owl, who was wise, I have good eyesight, insight, and foresight. How could an intelligent hare make such a silly mistake? But all this time, Owl had been sitting on the fence, scowling. Kangaroo were hopping mad at this sort of talk. She thought herself far superior in intelligence to the others. She was their leader, their guru. She had the answer. There you must go in search of the optician. But then she realized that hare were completely helpless without his spectacles. And so Kangaroo loudly proclaimed, "I can't send hare in search of anything." "You can, Garoo, you can," shouted Newt. "You can send him with Owl." But Owl had gone to sleep. Newt knew too much to be stopped by so small a problem. "You can take him in your pouch." But alas, hare was much too big to fit into Kangaroo's pouch. All this time, it had been quite plain to hare that the others knew nothing about speculators. And as for all their tempting ideas, how well hare had it earned a care. For Gosh's spectacles were his own affair. And after all, hare did have his
Bless you. Thanks very much indeed. The more observant amongst you at the front may have noticed that the story of the hare who lost his spectacles is actually cunningly concealed in the Trout Farming Manual by J.P. Stevenson of 1974. The secret is out. Not only does he not need spectacles, he doesn't even need a cue sheet. Now then, young Florian, how are you doing? This is a piece of music, one of two pieces of music written 300 years ago by that master of classical refrain. His name was J.S. Bach, and we love him so much because his name, amongst the classical composers, is one of the easier ones to pronounce. A bit like Merlot or Sauvignon Blanc. Something would come to me, I knew if I waited long enough. Was it worth it? Frankly, no. This is a piece of music that we're going to begin with from John, and I will join in with, but then it moves on to something else, which is the quite disrespectful and indeed some might consider inappropriate version of Bach's beautiful little tune based on a French courtly dance called the Bourrée. The first John Harwood gives a little bit of class and culture, and we'll play together in Bach's Prelude in C major. Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed. David Goodwill on the bass guitar. We're going to take a little intermission of 20 minutes and we'll see you in a second and an hour and a half. Thank you!
Thank you. Thanks very much. We welcome to the audience tonight two guests. One is glassblower Josh Simpson and his son Jamie. Josh is the husband of and Jamie the son of Colonel Catherine Coleman, one of America's finest, who is a veteran of two space shuttle missions already, and in December heads off on a Soyuz rocket up into a 5-month orbit on the International Space Station. A brave American lady. Wouldn't catch me going up there. But you would catch something going up there that belongs to me. When Colonel Coleman gets to the International Space Station, she will find waiting for her my spare flute, which flew up on a Soyuz supply rocket just the other week and is now sitting on the space station waiting for her to come and play it. True. My flute is in space. I just hope she plays it nicely, because some of her Russian co-workers on the space station may not take kindly to it, and I believe there's a kind of an ejection hatch so we can get rid of rubbish. So we have to be looking up into the night sky and see the silvery object arcing its way into oblivion as it burns up in the upper atmosphere. That's my flute. They got pissed off and threw the damn thing out. We play this one for Catherine's song, which has no name, a piece of music just written just before the start of this tour. It gives the guys in the band a chance to stretch out and do a little improv. Check it out. Thank you. Thank you. A tune with no name. We'll call it Clint. This is a piece of music from 1972, which, I suppose gives some credence to Jethro Tull's vague claims as a prog rock band. It's not really prog rock, it's more of a piss take on prog rock, because we're lampooning that kind of genre when we did this record back then. You'll be pleased to hear, this is not all of it. This is just a manageable size, bite-sized portion of Thick as a Brick. Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words gonna whisper your devastation. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride yourselves over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how to be. To be thick as a brick. All right. And the sandcastle virtues are all swept away. In the tide of destruction, the moral melee. The elastic retreat breaks the close of play. As the last wave uncovers the newfangled way. But your new shoes worn in the heels, and your sun tan less heavily. And your wise men tell no. Thick as a brick. And the love that I feel is so far away. I'm a bad dream and I'm just thank you.
to the sea. The builder of the castles renews the age-old purpose and contemplates the looking girl whose offer is his theme. The young men of the household have all gone into service and are not to be expected for a year. The innocent young master wants to think ever faster as more in the plan to change the man he sees. And the boy teaches him while the soldier is destroyed. And he
themselves conquered the fields, and should make all your animal deals, and show wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as so.
In the second half, and you are indeed getting it, especially right now, because Florian, as you can see, young Florian has discarded the little acoustic guitar and strapped on the plank of wood. Yes, it's the famous Gibson Les Paul legendary guitar with the twin humbucking pickups and those 1950s controls set for the heart of the sun. It is, in fact, the Gibson Les Paul signature model. I know this for a fact because I sneaked into his dressing room early when he wasn't watching and signed my name on the back of it with a Sharpie. Florian Apale is going to turn this piece of fine music written by J.S. Bach into shred metal. This is the shred metal tight trouser version of Bach's Toccata and Fugue, Florian Apale. Thank you.
a joke. Florian O'Connor there is, with some Teutonic elegance, liberating bass to Carter and Fugue from centuries of oppression. Freeing it to the clouds and the fairies. Why are you laughing, John O'Hara? You just like, you always had a thing about fairies, are you? You're a cat. Now then, just about a year and a half ago, we were on tour with our then special guest in the mighty subcontinent of India. Our special guest was the sitar-playing daughter of Ravi Shankar. Her name is Anushka. And she's a great sitar player in her own right. So wrote a piece of music for us to play together on that tour with ideas of bringing together Indian classical music and Celtic folk music. And sadly, Anushka can't be with us tonight. She's busy washing her hair, I expect. But never mind, we have the next best thing, because young Florian O'Parley is going to be Anushka. This is a piece of music which didn't used to have lyrics, but does now. It's called A Change of Horses, John O'Hara on accordion.
Thank you.
Could be a fighting stately hero, international competition of the year. She was a cutting of reason for party. Well, you couldn't keep up on Star Trek Mars while she ran a perfect circle and she wore a perfect smile. Thank you. side feels, feel like you were playing for your fun, if not for money. Hey, hey.
Thank you.
she'd sit at Grace Hart's table. In fact, she wasn't there at all. It was a hot night in Budapest.
Indeed, it was a hot night in Budapest, on the Pest of the Nave album. Okay, now, don't you just love it? I know I love it when I switch on classic rock radio and hear those familiar refrains that have assorted our eardrums over the years, but we really love those songs that have the classic riffs, the ones where, within the first three or four notes, you know what the song's gonna be. Like Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Ba-ba-ba-pum. Ba-ba-ba-pum. Bum-bum. Bum-bum. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know the one, Whiter Shade of Pale. Well, I'm going to do one better than that. You don't have to try to guess this one from the first three or four notes. I want you to see if you can guess this one from the first note alone. And don't shout out Free Bird or whatever it's called.
night. An old man wandering lonely, taking time the only way he knows. Sitting on the park bench, watching it. streaking cold. An old man wandering lonely, taking time the only way he knows. Like hurting fire, as he bends the pavement darkened, when he calls him and sells the bar and warms his feet. Feeling alone, and the armies on the road, salvation fell apart, and a cup of tea. And for that, my friend, an only start away at me, sin. Oh, your poor old son, yes, see, it's only me.
Indeed, and a big good night from David Goodyear here on the four-string bass guitar, David Goodyear. Our drums and percussion, Scott Hammond. On keyboards and accordion, John O'Hara. And from Munchen in Germany, Florian O'Bali. Florian O'Bali. Thanks again, you've been very kind. Drive home safely and a big good night. Thank you.
Yeah.